Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
The folks at Podcast One want to say thank you for listening to this show. We also would like to ask a small favor of you. It'll take you less than 10 minutes, and if you're one of the first people who does it, we'll even give you something for doing it. We want you to complete a short survey for us because we need the information you give us to help make things better every day. Just go to podcastone.study and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastone.study. The first 250 people that go and complete the survey will get a $25 gift card to restaurant.com. And there's a chance to win an additional $250 Visa gift card. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, and filling out this survey will really help us out. So please go to podcastone.study. And thank you.
This is Corolla Digital.
Taking calls, home improvement tips, straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Postal and Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Gets it on. Let's do this.
People got to get it on.
There we go.
Don't they?
We got Sunday's edition here with Mr. Eric Stromer.
Yes.
My name's just Ray. I don't go by Mr.
My name's Eric, like Madonna. I just use one word.
Really?
Yeah.
Just Eric?
Eric.
I like that.
All right, thanks.
You can pull it off. There's a lot of Eric, but you got to know. You got to go like for, I guess, I don't know. I'm not thinking right now. It's got to be longer than just
it
Eric.
Does?
Yeah.
Like Beyonce?
Okay, you're Beyonce.
Yeah, okay.
No, you're not.
Hey, can you support us at Ace on the House? Can you support the show? Can you visit us at aceontheroof.com? Can you click the PayPal button to subscribe? Can you? How about our Amazon link or Twitter at aceontthehouse, facebook.com/aceontthehouse. Follow Ray Oldhoff or follow Eric at Eric Stromer. 5 stars and leave us a comment, as you know. And email us your video questions. We love helping.
Hey, well said.
You may...
wait a minute. Are you wearing your kid's shirt again?
No, you may sense that I'm a little my energy level's a little low, and I got to tell you why. I spent the day at Disneyland yesterday. Not the day, but from like 4:30 on, just about killed me.
What do you mean 4:30?
Well,
I
was at a hotel. My wife and kids went there at 8:30 to beat the heat. Claim they got in no lines. I put off. Stood hung by the pool. Got a late checkout. Offered to get them food from a fancy Mexican restaurant if they'd come back and swim and get out of the heat. I put it off for hours. I finally had to go back in the park at 4:30. Found myself like about 8:30 just sitting at one of those tables, like looking at the fireworks with the blood sugar crash from all the sugar and the crap I ate. I wanted to kill myself. Not the happiest place on earth. No.
Not for you.
Not me.
That doesn't meet your criteria.
12,000 steps I took from my pedometer.
So 12,000
steps.
But at least you got a workout.
From 4:30 until 11, 12,000 steps.
Now, when you're there, are you like checking out your kids and they got big smiles and you're looking at them with just resentment and
no,
you can't stand them?
Yeah. Dark circles under my eyes, resentment, cursing everyone.
Going like, are you done? Hey, Willow.
And then just saying to the people next to me, like, if you touch me with your sweaty arm again, I'm going to kill myself. That's what I say.
It's rough, man.
Yeah, it's rough.
It is rough.
I don't know.
People are so happy.
I don't know if they are. Are they? Matt, you like the Disneyland, right?
I fucking love Disney.
Why? What is
no,
it about?
No, wait a minute. How many times have you been? Listen to this.
In my life?
Yeah.
I mean, way more than I can count.
What, 1,000?
Yeah, probably.
That's
what I'm saying.
What do you do there?
Oh, well, when I was a kid, my parents would just take
us
there. And we'd go on rides and stuff. And now, just for fun, we just go on rides.
You just walk around?
Park hopper, go to California Adventure.
Is there any strategy to go and avoid crowds? Or is it always,
yeah.
What do you do?
Well, I would say, generally, if you have what they call the park hopper pass, which means you can go to both parks in the same day,
yeah,
that is very helpful. They also have what they call fast passes.
I use that with the kids.
You kind of scan your ticket, and then they give you a time to come back to do the ride, so you don't have to wait in line.
But do you wear the ears and stuff when you walk around?
I don't. My wife does, though.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Matt wears a skirt.
You are the people yesterday I was glaring at and wanting to kill with knives.
No, wait, now. I was there last weekend. We had a great time.
Oh, you were there last weekend?
Yeah, last weekend.
Now, wait. Now, Julie, also a fan?
Absolutely, yeah. I got her hooked. We had a friend of ours.
Wait, you corrupted her? Poor thing.
Well, she used to go occasionally, but she's not from here. I've been going to Disneyland my whole life. And then about 2 years ago, during an Adam and Drew taping here, there was a guy who worked at Disney who was an Adam and Drew fan.
Yeah.
And turns out he's from my hometown. He's my age, and we hit it off.
And you used to blow him when you were a kid?
I would blow him. no, but he and his girlfriend would get free passes to Disneyland. So we were going into the park 3-4 times a year for free for a couple years there. It doesn't happen anymore. Now I got to pay for it.
Don't you have horrible body and foot pain at the end of the experience to the point where you feel like it's like the Corregidor death march to me.
Well, no, I'm not your age, Ray, but I'm also not in the shape.
I took Advil.
It's excruciating. The next day is excruciating.
I feel like someone beat me with. I was caned in a foreign country. That's how I feel.
It's like Goofy caned me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, and I remember I worked at ABC for a while, so you get the silver pass where you're allowed to go anytime.
I had free passes, by the way, and still I would give mine away. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
That's all right. I think we should speak a little bit positively of ABC and Disney since we're semi-affiliated with them via people we know. Hey, thank you, Disneyland, greatest show on earth.
Best place I've ever been.
Yeah.
So good.
Did I stutter? I love Disneyland.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Eric and I, you sent us there 3 days in a row. We're both fucking hanging it ourselves, you know? But that's a different story.
I mean, I think, Eric, part of it,
autoerotic asphyxiation. Do they have that ride? Because I need to die.
Yeah, you do.
There's a long line for that one.
Yeah.
Eric, you have to watch your kids, though, which I think is maybe part of the stress if you're like supervising people. When I was a kid, I was the one being supervised, and as an adult,
right,
I just go and we do whatever we want to do.
I guess there's a certain amount of angst, you know, because you're like, where are you going? Wait, don't, make sure you have your phone. It's that thing, right?
We don't go on any of the like super kiddie rides. Those are way longer lines, and they're for little babies. But you go on the roller coasters and stuff with your fast pass. It's no problem.
Yeah,
my thing is, by the way, I enjoyed
the evening. Because, you know, it's lovely at night. All the lights are on. It's nice. It's from 4 until 7:30 or 8. I thought I was going to die because it was so hot. I mean, it also happened to be like 300 degrees yesterday. That didn't help.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal over the summer.
Ooh. Yeah, that. And speaking of brutal, your air conditioning broke.
Yeah, my AC went out right before I went to bed. Not last night, but the night before, I noticed it was just way too hot in the house, and I could hear the AC motor humming. Ooh. But no air coming out of any of the vents.
I know.
Seized. And, so...
Compressor, I bet. Done.
Well, I asked my landlord. She said that it happened a couple years ago, and it was just about refilling the refrigerant or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that's what it is. But she told me that she called up the repair guy. He's going to come next week.
Yeah.
And
I'm good.
Like,
he's
going to
be there in December.
I'm not waiting 8 days.
It's fine.
Yeah. So I called around yesterday. I found somebody who's coming out tomorrow. But yesterday was horrible, and I'm sure today after work I'm dreading going.
But you are. Are you Jewish or not Jewish?
I'm Jewish, yeah. That doesn't mean I don't feel
sukkah,
heat.
Bro.
Get a sukkah.
Do the sukkah. Get some palm leaves outside. Sleep outside.
We do have a nice backyard now. I could do it.
All right.
I could.
And true to form, you're honoring, I don't know, what's sukkah honor?
Pesach. It's one of those Jewish holidays.
Okay, anyway, we'll get in that later.
Don't worry about it.
I don't speak Hebrew.
My kids built a sukkah at school. I remember that was one of their projects for like a third grade thing.
Really?
Kind of cool. Yeah, I help build one with palm fronds.
Yeah.
If you need me, let me know. I can help. I can help with the palm fronds.
I wish you could help with the AC.
I can't.
But it's symbolic. I actually have a guy. I'll give you his number when we're done.
Really, at this point, it's going to be fixed tomorrow. It's really
all right.
Just deal with it tonight.
It's moot.
Yep.
But it's also helping your, you know, get your beach body.
Oh,
obviously.
You know,
well, yeah. I was going to say, you look dewy as a mother right now. Jeez.
That's right.
Hey, and Kalen, I want to hear about your red shoes.
Yeah, you got Kalen's red shoes on today.
Yep, I went to go see my dad over the weekend for Father's Day.
Yeah, you did.
And someone gave him two pairs of shoes that didn't quite fit him too well, and he said were a little too hip for him.
Yeah.
So he said, here, take them, wear them. I said,
so you got both
new
pairs?
Shoes. Yeah.
What size are you?
10.
Damn it.
I could wear 10 and a half.
Who gave your dad the shoes?
I don't know. So that's just somebody. That's probably James Cameron.
Yeah, probably.
He has been hanging out with James Cameron a little bit recently.
His pops.
Why does he
actor.
Live up in that surf area?
No, he's down in like Newport, Huntington area. He does his like compound is up north a bit, but he works down by the beaches.
Wow. Yeah,
he's been just working out with him. So
you mean like in the gym?
Yeah, he's got him on some kind of vegetarian diet.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, Cameron's got my dad on the diet, so he's been eating healthy and working out with me.
So how long has Cameron been like a vegan and all that?
I don't know.
Forever?
I don't know. Probably a long time. Probably quite a while.
And now he's got your dad like joining that thing?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
You got to get up to
he's
the
surf.
He's got a house in the surf compound, apparently.
Yeah. Wait.
You know that one up north of Santa Barbara? Like you can only get to by like private gated road and stuff?
Yeah,
it's like one
it's
of the best spots in the world to surf, you know?
Yeah.
I have my own diet. Here's what it's called. It's called 10 cups of coffee.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it's 3 o'clock.
Adderall?
No.
Oh.
As soon as it's 3 o'clock, then it's 10 beers. So it's just 10, 10. Everything's in increments
10
of 10.
It's the 10 and 10.
So you go 10 coffee, 10 beer, and then maybe when it's hot like now, 10 water. You're done.
That's good. You look good.
Huh?
What?
I can't hear or function, but
yeah,
I feel all right.
Yeah, I got buzzing in my ear.
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey, do we want to help some people do things?
Or should I continue rolling this gum in my hand that I have dirt all over
What is that,
right
nicotine
now?
Gum?
Yeah.
Well, that's how many of those? Do you do 10 of those?
10.
So it's 30 items.
Now it's 60. I mean, nice. Huh? 40.
Wow.
Whatever.
Fantastic.
Matt, can we help people?
Yeah, we're putting up a call right now.
Oh, right on, man.
Ooh, a call?
You know it.
I like when we start with the Vitti for some reason.
Well, I like to start when we have calls because I want to make sure the people who are
hey,
on
that's Portland.
All right, that's fine.
That's Alex and
Thank you for making it big so I can read. Alejandro, what's up?
Hey, Ray Stromer.
What's up, man?
Hey, so first-time home buyer. I just me and my wife just got a house, and I don't know.
Hold on. Wait a minute, Alex. I have one thing to say. Winner. Okay, I'm done.
So we're getting started. It's an old house, 1912, and Ooh. You know I'm pretty ambitious and optimistic about the whole thing. But you know it has its ups and downs. I just had a huge plumbing debacle that I got through, and now I'm back on track. I had to replace the water main from the Ooh. Street, and that was a lot of digging.
Was
really
it all
tough.
Gal or something? What was it made out of?
Yeah, it was all gal, and I thought that I could cut in right at the house, but then me and this plumber who helped me out, kind of me doing the helper work, which is basically all the work, turned out.
No, then me doing all the digging.
Yeah, all the digging.
How deep did you have to dig?
2 feet, but I got one of those trenchers, like a hydraulic trencher, and that did a lot of the work, but then going under a sidewalk was a nightmare.
Oh,
and, so did you tunnel?
I tried to tunnel, but then I couldn't. So I dug for like 4 hours one day trying to tunnel, and then I had to cut the sidewalk and go through with the trencher the next weekend.
Hey, do you know the move on that, Alex? Next time, the move is you attach it to a hose and a pipe. So you just take the hose.
I did that.
And you couldn't get through?
No, it's just hitting root after root, and then
that's tough.
What I want to call you guys, what I'm calling you guys about, is a thing that I keep hearing from different people, you know, one way or another. Drywall. When I'm looking at, you know, contracting some of this out, what I can afford, and some of what I can do myself, I want to do. And the thing I keep hearing, you know, like half the people tell me, you got to hire drywall out if you want it to look good. And half the people tell me that drywall is no big deal, you know, if you just have the patience for it. I've heard you guys talking about it. What do you think about me doing my own drywall? What's the pros and cons?
Well, what's the finish that you're going for ultimately?
So it's like an old cottage-style house, and I'd like to do smooth, which I know is the hardest. But, you know, maybe something that approaches what the plaster would have looked like if I do like a craftsman-esque trim with it. You know, I don't even know if smooth as the right.
You want to do crown and stuff like that?
I want to do with the trim. I want to, you know, go out just a little bit on the top. Keep it simple with. I don't want to do a ton of like shaped molding. I want to do like all rectangular type. You know, I don't know the terms offhand.
So traditional classic molding with stacks and stuff on it, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
OG, different layers. Looks, yeah,
I know what you mean. So yeah. And then what's the finish? Will it be flat paint?
Well, you know, that's kind of what I want to talk to you, what to ask you guys about. Is smooth the way to go for the drywall finish?
He's asking about the paint if you use a semi-gloss or a different sheen, you're going to show stuff.
Yeah, you'll see all the
But there's washable flat paints that are very forgiving and washable, so that'll hide your shit.
Because when you have gloss, light hits all the little divots, and then they're really...
And the undulations.
You can really see them then. But if it's flat paint, some of that stuff can disappear on you. So it's not as critical to make your drywall as perfect as a pro would make it.
What is it now? It's lath and plaster?
No, it was like... it was just a thin sheet of quarter-inch drywall everywhere, and we've basically...
Wait, hold on. The existing was quarter-inch drywall?
Yeah.
Who put that up? When was that done?
Man, sometime between now and 1912.
If you're talking about 1912, then you had lath and plaster. So that got ripped out and somebody put...
Maybe it was button board.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the wall construction is. They put 2x4 studs in later. What I have is like 1x11 planks going vertical with lath behind that and then the shake shingles behind that. And
that's
when
on
I
the
saw
outside.
Dude, it goes all the way in. In the bathroom, that's all I have. It looked like they'd never touched that in one of their remodels along the way. Huh. And it's scary, man. I'm going to fur out the bathroom to get it
with some 2x4. Alex, 1 second. You got to rip out all your drywall. I would do it like one section at a time, like your major section, so you don't have to. You're not going to F up your whole house so you can't live in it. I would do one section at a time, and then you get a straight edge, a long one, that you can run from end to end and at angles, and you got to fur out everything. And there's fur strips for drywall. They're cardboard. They're long, you know, and they're cardboard. They're like 4 feet. You got to fur it all out to make sure every wall is straight. Doesn't have to be necessarily level or plumb, but they got to be flat. You know what I'm saying? Then you got to stuff the hell out of it with insulation, any exterior wall. Put some insulation. You're probably going to go like R19, right?
Right, R19.
Stuff it with insulation. Okay. You throw up the drywall, and you do the scheduling. You do 8 inches on the perimeter or 10, whatever it calls for in the field, 1 inch. Don't use drywall screws. Use the zinc-plated ones. They're stronger. They're better for you.
They don't
you.
Snap on you when you screw them in.
And then you're not going to kill your thumb and everything else. And then you get a mud and taper who's worth their salt.
Yeah. Then they'll be there for a day and be done. It'll be perfect.
Right.
Man, the crazy thing is I got a guy who came out. I've got two quotes. One guy quoted... what I think is pretty high. And then I asked, you know, what would you do for just mud and taping?
How many sheets and how much money?
Man, I don't know the sheet count, but it's a small house. It's only 640 square feet.
Yeah, so, okay. And you probably got a lot of returns and a lot of weird stuff going on in there. They got to throw corner bead, whatever you got to do. So it's like knick-knack takes a long time.
How much was the expensive bid?
The expensive bid was $9,500. And the cheap bid was $4,700.
Yeah, I like the cheap bid.
I like the cheap bid better, but I also think you can just get a mud and taper. Like certain guys hang, you know, they just hang the drywall. That's all they do.
Okay.
Then they have friends that come in. And when you're hanging drywall, you start out with a nail, actually. You throw two nails, cup nails in there. They're gal.
Okay.
And so that just sets the drywall. Then you screw it off, you know, but screw it off right away. You don't just, you know what I'm saying?
You just attack it. You attack it with the nail and then.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you go, and then you do the screws.
And also you want to get yourself there's a little device that can go under the drywall and you can rock it up and you step on it with your foot. It's like a little wedge that pushes it up flush to the ceiling.
Yeah.
get one of those too. That makes a huge difference because you don't want, you know, gappage too high or too low on the top or bottom. You can sort
you
of
want to make your
out.
Seams in the middle, like Eric says. You want to make those tight because you don't want to spend a lot of time mudding and taping. And on the bottom, you're going to throw some base molding anyway that's going to hide it all.
Correct.
Or you're going to squirt it with foam so it's, you know, more efficient as far as like cold.
Hang it myself, get somebody else to tape and float.
Hang it with a buddy. Like, get somebody you trust that's worthy. And then, by the way, get the drywall dapple bit so you don't sink it past the paper. You want it just under the paper without breaking the paper.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, then I'm not hiding a bunch of fast.
And watch also 4 hours of video on how to, and then just do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's the approach so far.
And become friends with a hydro sponge and water, and you know, because a lot of that stuff, once you throw your mud up and it starts to set up, sometimes you can go over it with a very slightly damp sponge to almost avoid sanding.
Save a bunch of sanding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I were you, I wouldn't do the mud and tape and all the seaming. I would hang all the drywall, because you know how it is. Like mud and tape, you're doing the adhesive.
Yeah,
you kind of have to be a different talent.
Yeah.
You know, and you got it. And the thing is with that, with the mudding and taping, that's going to take you way more time than hanging.
Okay.
You know? And usually, like if you want it pristine, super bitchin', that's like 4 applications. Most people only do 2, and then you're done. And then the topping one, which makes it look like glass. And then before you paint it, you got to wipe it all down because a lot of guys paint over the dust, and then the fucking paint starts peeling.
There you go.
Oof. Hey, what about the finish? Is flat the way to go kind of like mimicking the old plaster look?
Yeah. We already told you that.
I think flat, yeah.
Okay.
They make washable flats that are really cool. So, you know, and it just looks more vintage if it's flat.
I thought you were talking about the paint.
Yeah,
flat,
yeah,
like, okay.
Yeah. In terms of the texture, yeah, go flat too.
And Eric, 1912, I kind of want to see some pictures of this, and so does Eric.
Yeah.
Like, we like when we see pictures because we can put thousands of words to them. Because
we can paint we can paint with words.
Huh?
Okay, I'll call back in. I'll send some pictures and call back in. I got to admit, I already screwed up. I already can't live in this house. I already tore out stuff. So me and the wife are like, getting ready to get the garage ready to live in it for a month.
All right. I'm not feeling sorry for you. You own a house.
Winner.
That's true.
All right.
I won. Now I just got to win more. See you guys. Love it.
See
Bye
you, man.
Now.
Bye.
Damn him. Hey, but you know what? Here's who not to damn. Geico, baby. Everybody has a to-do list. This guy has a big one. He's got to do drywall, everything else. Guess what? Drop off your dry cleaning. Pick up some milk, help the kids out, save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. You don't have to drop off or pick up anything. That sounds pretty good to me. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your car insurance. I got to do this, actually.
You got to.
No, I am. I am. I am, and I will. Extra money in your pocket, people. That's the most rewarding to-do thing you have to do today. Can't beat it. Do it. They're good. They're good to us. They're good to you. Give them an email thing.
Yeah, why not?
I always refer to, like, phone numbers
because
I'm, you know, that guy.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not done that way anymore.
No, people have actually email addresses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go to geico.com. Do it.
All right, you guys want to respond to a video question?
Heck yeah.
All right, we got one from Rob. Let's hear it.
There he is.
Adam, Ray, Stromer. Had a question about where the HVAC guy put my vent here in my new house in West Seattle.
Right up the old skirt.
Let's see where it is located.
Oh, that would bother.
Right in kind of a bad spot.
That goes right up the pant leg.
I've got an upgraded one in here rather than the white one, so it's not quite as bad.
We're looking at a bathroom, and he has a floor vent, and the floor vent's sitting right near the toilet.
Appreciate it. Love the show.
Wait, run that back again. What did he say? Sorry. Run it back again? Because I was trying to describe things? Or you can't run it back again?
Not quite as bad.
Go back. Back more, please.
Yeah, see? He's got the floor grate. It goes right up the pant leg if you're standing
at
the toilet.
See where it is located? Right in kind of a bad spot. I've got an upgraded one in here rather than the white one, so it's not quite as bad. But was hoping you had maybe some ideas about one that's maybe flush or more heavy duty. Appreciate it. Love the show. Can't wait to see you, Ray. The 24th.
You'll be seeing me.
Yeah, so those floor grates that looks like a standard size. So he'd be able to find a multitude of different replacements for that that are heavier. If it has
do
heavier
they have
gauge
ones
steel.
That sit inside, though? They don't,
not,
really.
No, because once you commit to the opening size, the
then
way
it has
it
to
is,
sit on
it's
top.
It's got to sit on top.
Right.
Unless it's custom fabricated. But
so he's got like a floor register, and if you sit on the pot, one of your feet is hitting the floor.
Or if
register.
You're standing there, the air is blowing up the pant leg.
Which is kind of nice.
Which may actually dry up the old testicular region.
Or
the
you know
area.
What? When you're sitting on the pot, you can actually run a little pipe and it can dry you. This is multi-use.
See what
this
I'm
guy
saying?
Has.
Maybe he's onto something.
No, he's not. No. The guy should have ran it in the wall.
The problem for him is when every time he stands on it, he hears the sort of the nature of the cheaper vent register cover that he's got.
He's got kind of a cool one, but it's too high.
Yeah, it's too high, and it's not heavy gauge enough. If it were heavier, it wouldn't rattle when you stood on it and probably wouldn't bug you quite as much. I would just go with a more beefier version of what he has.
What about you think anything, would you caulk it down maybe?
Yeah, maybe you could. That's not a bad idea. Then it wouldn't rattle so much. And you would just do like a dollop
right?
on two corners of it so you can pull it out at some
when
point
you
if you
to.
Need to, right?
Or that's, even do it on four corners just so you –
just a little doubt.
And then even like have your flat bar, leave your flat bar under that so you know your flat bar can get in at the time.
There's
when
a good
you need
idea.
To do.
I like your style right there.
You got to think, right?
You know what I mean? Maybe then he could even keep what he has as long as he anchored it with four little dollops of caulking of some sort.
And it wouldn't make that noise.
It wouldn't make the rattle noise. Yeah.
Because that does bug me.
Well, it would bug me too because every time you went into the restroom, it would remind you that, you know, your flow isn't like what it used to be. And this sound makes me realize that that's happened to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, it harkens bad stuff.
Yeah, it's just everything is wrong. No.
And you know, the thing is, it's haunting, and then you get conditioned to it.
And then
it.
Your wife knows you're in there, and you're messing around.
But you know, the one like it's a thing that bugs you that you never quite take care of, and then you live with it for 6 months, and then you finally fix it, and then you go like, God, I was living like that for 6 months.
I was living,
it was driving me nuts.
It was driving me nuts, and now I can't pee if I don't have that sound.
Or then you want to pee in the register. Then you just, yeah, you forget it.
Yep.
I'm killing the whole thing.
Yeah, he's got to change it.
It's weird. Hey, but Eric, you know what I did?
Huh.
So where I live presently, which yeah. I'm in a transition right now, but I built a pallet swing.
Really?
Yeah.
How's it go?
Well, we did one on the
so
show,
you're one
right?
of those, you're one of those people who actually has utilized pallets for furniture.
Dude, I will give the picture here.
Okay.
Matt, you will be a recipient of this picture.
Is it this? Do you modify the pallet?
Yeah. Well, look what I did. See that? Okay, that's a big ass pallet.
Holy does it and it swings?
Yeah.
On is a there chain? A cushion on it?
Yeah. The cushion's not there right now.
Is but it too? Is it too deep?
It's too deep. You can put four people on it. It's rated like I built it so four people. I put piers on the end of it so it won't move.
Really?
Through bolted it. Pretty cool, huh?
Very cool. So, what is the savings in lumber?
The pallets
versus
you can
just
get
building
for free.
It from scratch.
Let's say if you did. Okay, let's say if you built it all from scratch.
Yeah,
you're saving on the pallets because they're relatively cheap. So the back, my backrest is a pallet that I cut at an angle.
Yeah,
and then I just ripped a 2x4 at like a 22.
Yeah, that's the magic number for people who want to build backrests on benches,
right,
by the way.
Right, because it needs to be comfy.
That makes it amazing.
So anyway, the whole thing sits flat.
Yeah.
So, and this is for a friend of mine who's a lady who likes to have her lady friends over and drink wine.
So four so gals can easily
they can
sit
all
on it.
Get weird on this and put a shelf across there and they can set their wine and do whatever they want to do.
Really?
Yep. As long as I don't have to see it, as long as I can run away and not view this kind of thing. They can do
whatever they
want.
Have you ever been
there
when they're all on the bench talking about The Notebook?
I was there. I was there when they were all there, and it was Thanksgiving, and it was the meeting of the spinsters.
And how'd that go?
Well, here's what happened. So they were burning these candles.
Oh.
So they had like the hope and the harmony candle, and the
you're right in it.
No. I was in my room, but I was walking out there, and I saw them.
Yeah.
And then I noticed that the candles were like smoking. So what happened? So the ladies anyway had those candles that are kind of pricey, but they forgot to take off the wrapping.
Oh no!
Right.
So they were catching on fire.
So it was a cauldron of wax smoldering and super hot. It was like a boil. And I go, hey, you guys, you're killing yourselves, first of all, from, you know, sucking in this soot.
Yeah.
And I go, you got to take the wrapper off. So I go to blow out the candle.
Yeah. And
you
they
know,
mauled,
three of them.
Is it then that they mauled you?
No. Oh. That's when all the wax fell on my hand and gave me a huge blister across.
Oh, so no good deed goes unpunished.
No.
Isn't that terrible?
Effed. And I'll show you that picture, too, of the blister.
That's what that blister was from
yes.
trying to be helpful?
Yes.
See how that is.
No, you're right. No good deed.
Jackson from Virginia. Let's see what's going on.
Cool. Jackson.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
I don't know. You want to hear about me burning or hurting myself? You tell me.
I'd like to ask my question.
All right, go for it.
Wow. Thanks, Jackson. So, what do you got?
I'm thinking of building some sort of tunnel pathway from my bathroom to my bedroom because I still live with my parents. And, you know, sometimes you forget the towel in your laundry room. And I want to eliminate the possibility of me having to run through the hallways naked just to get a towel. So this would allow me to go straight to my room from the bathroom in the case that I forget my towel.
That sounds like so much work. Go get your own place.
Come on.
Like, get out of your mind. You want to chunnel in your parents? You're a weirdo.
They said they would pay for it. It's all good.
Really?
Why not just get a track then? Get a track.
How about a bathrobe and take the extra money and go buy get a deposit on an apartment?
Well, my real question is, what decade should I style this tunnel in?
I'll tell you what decade. Who is Miriam? Who is the lady that did the Underground Railroad?
Oh, Harriet Tubman.
Is it Harriet Tubman?
Yeah.
Or was she the flag? No.
No, she was Harriet.
All right, you got to do a Harriet Tubman tunnel. That's how you have to do it. So you put a railroad track, you like go, you cut a hole in, you put a railroad track, you lay on some gurney, then you throw yourself over there, then you have another hatch over in the bathroom,
right.
You pop up there, and you're an idiot for the rest of your life because you've even thought of this idea. So you take it as you will, Jackson, sorry. But that's a good idea. I have a good idea.
Yeah, it is good.
Oh, what are those gurneys called when you're on the car? Like the car things?
Yeah, train car.
No. The car, like, you know, when you go under the car, they're called something.
A dolly.
And it's called an hour. I'm thinking of the wrong thing.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean, though. You know, like, when you go into your car and you're a mechanic, you just make a track that fits that.
Oh.
And then you just go back and forth. You just push yourself off. Pop up through an opening.
So wait.
Far in the tunnel that I need to go under?
You don't need a tunnel. You have to lay down prone.
But wait,
hold on. The house is probably fucking slab on grade, too, so this could be even better.
Can I just ask you a question? I don't understand where your mom is seeing you. How close to the bedroom is your room from her room to see you?
They share.
The bathroom that I like to use is on a completely opposite side of the house from my bedroom because I like to use the master bath. And so I have to run through my parents' room.
But isn't the master bath
is
their bathroom?
Yeah.
What, so, okay, mom's doing a number deuce and you're fucking popping up through the hole? Are you out of your mind?
How about you just
Ma?
No, just build a cage for your parents outside, and then you take their master bedroom.
Jackson, are you in one of those, like, transition positions where, like, you never moved out, even though you're 18? You're young, you know? So, you know, and now you're kind of taking care of them? Is that what you're doing?
Sort of, yeah. They're a little bit older.
Yeah.
My mom.
Hold on, a little bit older. I got to hear this because I know I'm older
than
they are.
How old are they?
Oh, they're in their 80s.
Oh,
what?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they're your birth parents?
Well, sort of.
Okay, really?
I mean,
are they still?
I'm not sure how the procedure works.
Are they alive?
They are alive. They're in their 80s. They had me via one of those scientific methods that I'm not really sure about.
You're in vitro. Just say okay.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Jackson, I think it'd be kind of... Oh, Jesus. Yeah, do the like a little rail system and then pop up through. I mean, when you're in the bathroom and she's there anyway, she's not going to see you. She's not going to notice you. It's like, you know, okay, whatever. It's, you know, get your bathrobe. Now, do you have a girlfriend?
I think it's also worth mentioning that I have high-functioning autism. So.
Oh, well, then you should have opened with that one. Come on, bro. I wouldn't have made fun of you at all. Now I feel bad.
All right. Well, listen.
I like the Harriet Tubman railroad track on the gurney for the cars. Go back and forth. I like that one. And then you just make a hatch. But make the hatch where you push it up and it's sitting, you know, there's framing for it. So when you put the hatch back and somebody steps on it, they're not falling through, you know?
Should I get somebody to do this for me or should I?
Nobody's going to do this for you. No one will do this. You have to do it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Because they're going to walk in, you're going to tell them what you want, and they're going to look at you, and they're going to call 911, and then when they get out to the car, the other one gets hit.
Okay, thank you. I'll call you guys back.
Hey, Jackson, I want to see pictures, and I want to see a picture of you bookended by your parents, because I dig you.
While I'm naked?
Hopefully.
Yeah. That's your call. Just
okay.
Say yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
See you, bud.
See you, Jackson.
I got to tell you about this Alone show on History. Anybody, any of you guys seen it out there? It's amazing.
Yeah, Jackson's on it.
It's back. By the way, it's back for its fourth season, by the way, with a crazy new twist this show's got. Rules that have changed. There's 10 survivalists. They're dropped into an unforgiving wilderness. Imagine like the jungle, like Rambo style. You're just dropped in the center, right? But now it's 5 competing teams. You got brothers, you got fathers and sons, you got married couples. It's a different kind of survival show, and I'll tell you why. Because they're truly alone. They don't have a bunch of guys out there filming the show with them.
Nobody's peripheral.
No, they're filming their own experience in this thing, so it's legitimate, right? They're really on there by themselves.
I like that.
So the teams are split, equipped with 5 items each. To win, they got to find each other and survive on North Vancouver Island, which is whoever stays out there the longest wins. Guess what? Guess how much they win? $500,000. $500,000 they win. Unbelievable, this show. New episodes air on Thursdays, Alone on History.
That's awesome.
I don't understand what the heck just happened.
What do you mean?
Dirty and wrong. Something happened.
It was kind of his fault though, Eric, because he should have stilted that. Hey, I have high functioning.
Well,
autism.
Does that mean he had Asperger's, which is like,
I mean,
most guys in tech.
Autism can run a gamut of different things.
Yeah.
I mean, because he was able to speak rather well, and he's articulate, but you know the thinking. You know, listen, I don't know.
But
I was going to say, am I the only one who thought it was a murder tunnel? Perhaps he was 48 years old pretending to be an 18-year-old? Because it sure felt like that to me.
A murder tunnel.
I don't know, man. That's not funny either because, you know, what's that guy's name? John Wayne Casey, the clown boy?
Go on.
Dressed as a
clown. I got a story.
He had tunnels under his house.
I'm speaking from truth.
I got a story about that dude. So my friend, who's a Second City comedian guy, who I won't mention his name, but when he was living in Chicago, he was a hitchhiking guy all the time. He got picked up by a car, got in the car, had this really creepy feeling like, this is crazy, I got to get out. And then at the next stop sign, he just opened the door and ran out of the car, right? Next day, Gacy, picture was shown on TV. It was that guy.
That's freaky.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
And he said he felt like this insane evil, like I'm going to be embarrassed and run out of this car, and I'm going to probably offend this guy, but it's too creepy. I can't contain.
No, he had the right instinct.
He listened to his body
and said, I'm out of here.
That's it.
You know, when I was a kid, like, you'd hitchhike to Hollywood sometimes.
Yeah.
And when you're a kid, you're 18, 19, whatever, of course you're usually getting picked up by a gay dude. you know, which is fine. No big deal. But part of being picked up by a gay dude is the first line is, hey, you smoke pot?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's when you high know. Thing, right? And right. then it's like, nah, man, I don't. What about your friend? I go, well, look at my friend. He's passed out already. And that's why we're trying to get home, you know, da 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 da.
Right.
Where do you live? I live on Laurel and Riverside. He goes, well, what address? I go, Laurel and Riverside.
Oh, because you knew. Yeah. You don't want to give the address.
Yeah, I'm not good. You're not coming to my house. You're not going to know where I live. Well, da, 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 and then you get like one word answers like, no. Yes.
Oh.
And then so then you do the thing where you puff yourself up, you know, and I was a big kid anyway.
Sure.
So you puff yourself up and go like, all right, let this be known, unsaid but unknown, that I'll fucking lose it and you're gonna like not.
So you really felt like this was a predator kind of a potential thing?
Well, yeah, they all were. I mean, not all of them, some of them, some are not, some are more suspect than others. But
yeah.
You know, when you're a dude and you grew up, you know, in North Hollywood, wherever you did, you know, you can feel it out. You know.
Yeah, you sense
it. You know
it.
What's up and you know what's down.
That's
you know?
Right. That's right.
And so that's why, you know, and then I hear about like these 18-year-old girls out and about, and like my friends have, you know, daughters who are of that age, and I just go like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, who's following them?
Right.
Somebody needs to follow these
no,
kids.
No, I hear you, man.
You it's know, not, it's scary.
Not, yeah.
It's like, it's
do you
brutal.
Do you think it's worse now than it used to be for that, or just that we know more of what
I think
happens?
With social media and the news and like the 94, you just know more now.
I think
like
you're
before
right.
you didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure it's that since, you know, Roman times.
Right.
Same deal.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It was the same number, same everything else. Just
picking up in
the
a chariot.
The Vox Populi.
Where do you live?
Right. Where do you live?
By the stone.
I'm raping in my chariot. Yeah, but it was acceptable back then, because then they thought women couldn't, you know, have pleasure from sex. So it was like,
this is,
dudes
ever
have
since
pleasure?
The guy called about the tunnel through his parents' master bathroom, everything's gone.
We went off the rails. Off the rails.
Hey, there's Michael in Orlando.
Let's
what's
do
up?
Him.
That's
Let's
O-town.
Do him. Michael.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Not hey. Well. What do you want to do,
guys?
Michael? What weird thing do you want to do?
I'm just trying to fix my tub. I don't know about
oh,
anything
Oh, thank
else.
God. Okay. What's going on with it?
So I guess my cartridge is out on my tub's faucet, and I'm trying to figure out how to replace it. I don't know what kind of cartridge it is. It's for a Moen, and I want to know if I have to replace that that little brass cross that connects to all the other pipes as well as the cartridge if I get something brand new.
Well, if it's a Moen, the good news is that there's a ton of universal parts with it. So I would
compatible.
They're all compatible. I would take a photo, take everything off that you can, take a photo of it, and then take that into the plumbing supply store, and they should probably be able to help you that way.
And Michael, okay. go to like a real plumbing shop. Don't go to a big box store because you're going to show some dude, and he's going to go like, I don't know what you're looking at, and then he's going to tell you to go to aisle 19, and there's going to be wood on aisle 19.
Right.
So go to like a plumbing supply store with a dude who can really help you, because he'll talk you all the way through it. And then, by the way, with Moen, check out the vitties. Like, no joke, they'll show you exactly what to do.
Yeah, I mean, go to YouTube, look up Moen.
And then, but you got to ride it out because you're going to know like half of it. What I do is I just like skip forward, skip forward, skip forward. Then I realize I missed the part that I needed. So it winds up taking me five times longer than it should. But you can do it.
All right, cool. Sounds good.
And then, hey, is it the oh my God, what's it called? The diffuser? Is it like for a shower and for a tub spigot? It's both?
No, it's just for a tub.
Just for the tub? Much easier then. That's better. So you're right.
Okay.
You might just need an inline filter.
Okay. All right.
Do you have any other
Excellent.
Questions?
Well, thanks. No, that was it.
Well, I want you to stay on the line because we got rid of the other guy and you sound sane.
Sorry, I actually have to go.
Hey, wait.
Hey, Mike, really,
wait
Michael?
Wait a minute.
Really? Hey, Michael, we'll see you later. No, 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 you're done. Bye. What the fuck was that? I want to hang out and talk. He's like, hey, I got
to
go.
He got his needs met. He wants to get in the bathtub, clean up.
Whatever. Yeah, clean up the other guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Matt.
We got an email question if you guys want before we head out.
Heck yeah.
Hold on, Matt. I got a question here.
Sure.
Whose watch is this here?
That's
this big
Adam's
black
watch.
He wears this?
We got a new sponsor, Movement Watches, MVMT.
Let me see that, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Can I have it?
Yeah, go ahead. No, you
jeez, that's
you
a beauty right there.
It's like a Shazam watch.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's like Kabow.
No, MVMT, actually, they're not sponsoring this show, but they should. They do have some awesome watches there. A bunch of people on staff are wearing them, so
Okay, wait a minute. That means they sent me one and you guys stole it. That's what they're saying.
That means
right
Kalen with his new shoes got a matching watch.
That's right. So let's do this.
Oh, no, I have more to talk about under this topic.
Do it.
You know, Eric, you and I get a bunch of stuff sent here.
We get nothing.
And then when you see the likes of Gary. No, we get stuff.
Yeah.
But Gary and Matt are wearing them.
Yeah. And then I got once some peanuts. That's all I ever got.
True. I remember that day.
Eric was holding the bag up and goes, yeah. Can I have these?
But then someone ripped them out of my hand.
Maybe not. Hold on.
Someone ripped them out of my hand.
Those are not for you.
Sharing is caring, fellas.
Yeah.
So email us your questions if you want.
Yeah.
Ace on the House at AdamCarolla.com.
Heck
yeah. AceOnTheRoof.com if you want to see the videos and see any pictures that go with the episodes. Here's an email question from a guy named Don. Guys, I love the show. Thanks in advance for the input. I just finished closing on the new house. Winner!
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Want some
Eric,
suggestions?
You know I'd say that. It hurts my feelings.
Sorry, I don't
say that.
I'm not saying it. I was just saying that. I like making noises out of my mouth. Go ahead.
I want some suggestions for the entryway to the master bath / walk-in closet. My wife wants it to be a little more private and closed off from the master bedroom to the bath. I like the idea of a barn door, but there's a few difficulties with that. As the picture shows, the door entry is 34 inches wide and 101 inches tall at the center of the arc. It's a 10-foot ceiling. Double winner. Also has the bump out around the entry. Suggestions and input on a barn door / double barn door or alternatives, please let me know.
Okay, super
I think it's too narrow for barn doors.
It is.
You know what I mean?
And besides that it's got that bump out, it's going to look weird.
Yeah, it is.
This guy should build a tunnel
to get into the closet. Exactly. I mean, it's really, really funky.
Yeah.
And if I were him, the door, I would make a double door, like a bar door, Eric, you know, when you walk through for like kitchens and put it on a pivot. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it opened both ways, like boom, 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 boom. Like
Every time you came out into the bedroom to kind of, you know, ramp up your lovemaking, you could say, there's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah.
Right?
Here I come.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a funk. First of all, it's going to have to be custom. Because you can't find anything like that. You might be able to modify
existing. But saloon doors, because the opening is so narrow, it could end up like cutting you in half because it's not when it opens up, there's
not
going to be much room to get through.
Yeah, you're killing 6 inches or whatever.
Yeah, on both
sides. Or maybe just one door, one custom door.
I would
door
do one
with a,
swivel door.
Yeah. Like with a pivot and a
with
pivot?
With a pivot hinge, yeah.
Because you don't want to even mess with that because it doesn't look like there's any casement
would,
on there.
I would only go up, you know, right before the curve starts at the top, and then you could build yourself over the molding. So like just like 6 inches from the floor and 4 inches from the top of the
I don't know.
Arch.
Did they do that as an aesthetic? Why did they?
Why is it bumped out?
I don't get the
out?
Bump out.
Yeah,
I don't get
like
it. Like what? Why?
It's just not good. I think they tried to make it more formal because it's a creepy little opening. They didn't know what
and
to do.
And then why the arch? Why the radius when I don't see a radius anywhere else?
It's just – it's
like usually you have radius
wrong.
To pick up radius.
Correct.
So move. All right. Got it. Move.
Yeah.
Done. Hey, with that said, we really appreciate you sponsoring our sponsors because Eric and I like doing this. And Matt and Kalen get paid for doing it, but Eric and I only get paid if you pay attention to our sponsors, and Eric and I have been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, we love it, though.
Yeah, I do.
Don't we?
I do. I love you.
I love you. We love them.
Hold on. I'm going to start crying.
I know, me too.
I'm shedding a tear.
I know.
So, hey, you know what? Please, please sponsor our sponsors, and please support us on Ace on the Roof. And Eric, you are way better at this than me.
Visit aceontheroof.com. Click the PayPal button to subscribe. Click through the Amazon link. Twitter at Ace on the House. Facebook.com/Ace on the House. Follow Ray at Ray Oldhoffer. Eric at Eric Stromer. 5 stars on the iTunes. And email us your video questions.
Woo-hoo!
For Matt Fondelier and the great Kalen with his new red shoes, we got to say adios, amigos.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.